Welcome back to BRX Pro Tips. Lee Canterstone, Peyton here with you. Lee, so often prospective clients will walk into a conversation with us feeling like they need to do a guru show. They want to increase their authority. They want to increase their perceived expertise. And I think it's an it's almost an understatement to suggest that it's counterintuitive to them when we say, look, one of the best ways to establish your expertise is to be the host, ask the questions, interview others. Help us reconcile those two different ideas.
I think the biggest thing, and this is, again, we see this disconnect all the time. They think in order to be an expert, they have to have all the answers. And in our model, by being the one with the questions gives them the authority and it gives them that credential. If you're hosting a show about what your best prospects do, you have to be the expert because you're the host of the show. The credential comes with the just the activity. If you're not an expert, how are you qualified to host the show? Every guest thinks you're an expert because you're the host of the show. They wouldn't be part of a show unless they thought it was valuable to them. And if you're the host or sponsor of the show, you must be part of that ecosystem, and it's peer-to-peer at that point, or even more, you're almost seen at a higher level than them because you've interviewed other people in that area.
And this extends well beyond the studio. We've experienced it in this market over the last 12 years. When we're out in the marketplace, we can actually be in a group of people from virtually any ecosystem, and we're seen as a peer, or in many cases, even as luminaries and thought leaders in that arena. And I mean, that's from supply chain to wealth management.
And then being the host of the show, how many hosts have had the opportunity to speak because they were the host of the show in that space?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the tremendous benefits of this. People who really are on a path to increase their perceived expertise and their authority, one of the things that happens almost 100% of the time is they start getting invited to present at conferences and
Or MC events,
yeah.
And then just an aside, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, after me, I was the regular person. I wasn't even the expert on the show. I was the regular person on the show. I was asked by a publisher for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy to publish a book about how to raise healthy, active kids. So I don't even have any credentials in wellness other than being the sidekick on a show. And then I was asked to be part of a book.
I know you and I are biased and we see everything through this Business Radio X lens. But for me, the return on investment is more than enough for that one thing alone, that it increases your perceived expertise and your authority in the marketplace.